pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway.
If I'm totally honest, I think I kind of like this song. It is Ed Sheeran with his hit Galway Girl from his new album Divide. The song is currently, I think, at number 2 in the charts, and recently he was seen in Galway filming the music video to accompany the song. But there have been many people criticising the song and Ed on social media, with many suggesting that it is the worst Irish song ever, and that the girl in it, it's not actually written about her, and she's not from Galway, and they were never in a relationship. Whether that matters or not, I don't know. What do you reckon? And also, I want to know, what actually constitutes an Irish song? Do you have to be written by someone from Ireland? Sung by someone from Ireland? What do you reckon? 030 30 80 55 55. On the line, journalists Niamh Horan and Andrea McVeigh. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Niamh, are you a Dublin girl?
I know, from the Derry girl, actually. Yeah, I know, and I never lost the accent. It comes out when I'm drunk and angry.
Right.
But I just think this is such a typical Irish thing, kind of. Why do we do this when people get really successful? We just feel like we have to put them back in their place. It's like the crab crawling out of the box. You never have to put a lid in this because the other crabs will always pull it back down. And this Ed Sheeran, he couldn't have done any better if he tried with the album. What was it? 16 songs at the top of the chart. And we have to go and pick one of them apart. Oh, you had to, I think there's 5 million people have applied online for the tickets. That obviously a lot of them couldn't get it for his tour. When I came down, well, I live very near the Point Casey here, it was packed with fans going in. And even when he had to try and not even play the song, but he was performing he was recording the video in the pub down in Galway the other day. Even the fact that he was indoors, they couldn't see anything. All you need to do is go on his Instagram and look at the absolute throngs of fans that queued up outside. Literally just to stare at a wall while he was inside.
Fair enough.
Filming the,
fair enough,
the music
Niamh,
video.
But it doesn't make it a good song.
Well, this is your opinion, you see, and I think that...
I'm not saying it's my opinion, but I'm saying just because something is popular doesn't mean it's good. Do you remember that Crazy Frog thing from years ago? That was very popular and that would have done your head in.
Well, I see. I think that it was popular because it would have done your head in. But actually, a lot of people do like this song. I think it's quite ironic, even the album is called Divide, because... Look at the, you know, it's kind of like Marmite. You either love it or you hate it.
Andrea.
I know, never mind all the millions of people on the same. I mean, as I say, there's no accounting for taste. I mean, we feel like we should be talking about this on St. Patrick's Day, the day when all the other cliches and stereotypes about Ireland are celebrated. Now, I don't know, is it a bit dangerous of me to say that he looks a bit like a leprechaun, maybe?
A bit what?
A bit like a leprechaun.
No, a bit what did you say? Does he look a bit what? Gingerist?
Oh, yeah, am I being gingerist?
What does that
mean? That?
Because he's got red hair.
Yes.
Do you not like red-haired people?
No, I have nothing against red-haired people. As you say, some of my best friends are red-headed. Which isn't true, actually. I just made that up. But, but you know, it has all those cliches. And if you look at the lyrics, this girl that he met, she drank Jameson's as a chaser, Jack Daniels for the fun. She got Arthur on the table, obviously a reference to Guinness, with Johnny riding a shotgun.
What is that? What's Johnny riding a shotgun?
Well,
I don't understand.
A Johnny Walker.
Well, why is he on a shotgun?
Ask Ed Sheeran. Nobody knows. This is another example of why it's an absolutely terrible song. And what sort of drink order is that? If I had basically 3 whiskies and a Guinness, I wouldn't be able to stand up.
Tell me this, Andrea, then. What does constitute an Irish song? Because there's been a bit of debate about this on Twitter as well this morning. Martin Gormley is asking that very question. Does it have to be someone that's actually from here that's writing it? And does it really matter in terms of the lyrics? Because if you really pay attention to a lot of songs, the lyrics make no sense at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think lyrics are that important. I mean, Van Morrison writes, you know, he had this genre called Celtic soul, which was, you know, a bit of American blues, a bit of traditional Celtic background to it, and rhythm and 60s rhythm and blues and things like that. So, I mean, nobody would doubt that Van Morrison is an Irish artist or an Irish singer-songwriter. At the same time, David Holmes, the DJ and musical artist, he's an Irish artist as well, so it doesn't have to mean that there's...
No, but not an Irish artist, an Irish song. Well, that's part of the question. Do you have to be from here? If you're not, the artist is not from Ireland, north or south, does that song, can it be classed as an Irish song?
Well, no, I don't think so, because if we we were talking about this in another type of way, we would be talking about cultural appropriation, which is seen as a very bad thing. So if you went in and tried to create an Aboriginal song or, a culturally Romanian song as an Irish band went in, then that'd be accused of cultural appropriation, which is a bad thing.
So I totally disagree, by the way. There's loads of examples of really good Irish bands from abroad.
And he almost puts on an Irish accent in parts of the song. So, you know, there's a bit of a twang there and it just feels wrong.
Okay, well, John is on the line. Good morning, John.
How you doing? Good morning, Fanny. Oh, my God.
Do you like this song?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Come here. At the end of the day, he's not from here. Look at the publicity he's gave us worldwide. If this is what these people have to say, I think it's terrible. It's terrible for music as well. At what point in that song do you hear him putting on the Irish twang?
Well, definitely there's a bit, probably sort of like, play the fiddle in an Irish band.
You're misinterpreting his voice for the musician. There is fiddler. You've got that Irish fiddle whistles. At no point does his vocal interpret an Irish accent.
Well, let's hear another little bit of it. This is, okay. I think, towards the end. Stay there. Go ahead. It's a little bit cliche when it comes
to
textbook. It's like Dick and Dora write an Irish song. Fiddly diddly, there'll be someone with an Irish dancing dress on.
But at the end of the day, that's what Galway's all about. At the end of the day, he is not at no point interpreting to be an Irish singer. He's singing a song about Galway, about this girl from Galway. You're a bit totally wrong if you think that he's interpreting to be an Irish singer.
Well, apparently this girl wasn't actually from Galway and they weren't in a relationship. She was from Limerick.
Then does a song now that is written need to be factual? Does it need to be exactly right? Not at all. Not at all. I think that's totally
is it, is
wrong.
This is I this Ed using his poetic license then, John?
But isn't yes, this just as well?
One at a time. John, you go first, then Andrea will bring you back in.
Does a musician nowadays have to write stuff that is exactly factual? Not at all. Look at some of the best songs in the world that has been written. At the end of the day, you mentioned Van Morrison there a couple of minutes ago. Absolutely fantastic. Some of the songs that he's written, not every line of every song needs to be a fact.
Andrea, you want to back in there?
Well, yeah, I just feel like every line basically is a cliche. So she played a fiddle, she drank whiskey and Guinness, she sings Carrickfergus after dancing to Kayleigh, and then she gets up and dances on a table. I mean, it's just like every single line basically has a cliche, and surely there's more to Galway girls and Irish women in general than all those.
I'm sure there are, but okay, well then, Andrea McVeigh, does this give it more credit? Say, for example, the fact that the Irish band Beoga, they feature on his new album, including this. So therefore, this is that background music. There's a definite Irish influence there, Andrea.
Yes, there is an Irish influence, but haven't we just moved beyond that? I mean, it just seems like a terrible.
What do you want? Death metal Irish songs? Is that what you want?
Well, yeah, I'd love to hear a death metal Irish song, wouldn't you?
Well, Niamh, going back to the issue of lyrics and the fact that in songs they quite often don't make any sense and it doesn't really matter. You know, do you think, is there any that, you know, from your own back catalogue that you like to listen to that make you smile, but if you actually listen to the real lyrics, you think, what are they talking about?
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, there are a couple. Isn't there a couple of famous ones along the way, or else I'm terrible forgetting it, making up my own words, getting them completely wrong. I think, what was the one, I wish I was a prawn cracker? Didn't a lot of people think that was that for a while? I don't know, but if you're going back to the heavy metal song, it's if she wants to hear a good one, it's Shipping Up to Boston. You can't beat that. And
it's
that is
what?
Not by an Irish band. Shipping Up to Boston.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
No.
It's very, very famous. And it's
sing it for me.
I'm not even going to go there. Seriously, I'm not even going to go there. I think I bombed about 2 minutes ago. So, no, if you play it next, I think that'll maybe be useful on this early in the morning. But there you go.
Stephen would go mad altogether if I started playing that kind of stuff. He likes Bette Midler and things like that. A bit of Bette Midler, a bit of Cher, and that is a happy man. We'll leave it there. Niamh Horan, thank you very much. Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much as well. So, John, you are a fan. You like it, yes?
I love it. I love it. Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
I like it too. I think it's all right.
I guarantee Stephen listening to it on his holiday.
He'll not be. He'll be lying in his pit. Right, we'll play this up to the news at 10 o'clock. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Closing time, I was holding a hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.